Michigan finds itself in desperate need of more nurses and other healthcare workers to handle the surge of new coronavirus patients filling Detroit area hospitals. Staffing is a real problem right now. And the two field hospitals in develop to serve the area haven't even opened yet. Joining us now are Michigan Radio's Kate Wells and Will Callen. They've been reporting on these issues for us. Will, Kate, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, April.
Hey, April.
Kate, a little earlier this week, there was an incident where emergency room nurses walked out at Detroit Medical Center's Sinai Grace Hospital. What was going on there?
Yeah, so this was actually a Facebook Live video that one of the night shift nurses at DMC Sinai Grace took when they had just staged a four-hour sit-in, they said, over what they said were really low levels of staffing to the point where it got dangerous.
We've had three straight weeks with over 110 patients and an average of 12 to 14 nurses at night that drops down to about eight nurses. And they keep, and we've been accepting that and working hard. But tonight is, it was the breaking point for us because we cannot safely take care of your loved ones out here.
And April, I am told that they did eventually go back to work is what I'm hearing. But the point that they were making is essentially that so many nurses are feeling right now, which is feeling like they are just drowning in work, obviously. These nurses in particular were saying that they had two nurses caring for 26 patients in the ER, 10 of whom were on ventilators. I ran that by other staff at DMC Sinai Grace who said, yeah, that sounded about right. And these ERs especially are really becoming these dumping grounds because the other floors are full and the other floors can essentially say to the ER, look, we can't take any of your patients. So nurses in these ERs are saying that they've got patients who are waiting there in critical care on ventilators for up to 5 days. It's really impacting the kind of care that people can get.
And in the meantime, in the middle of what must be some of the most intense weeks of their lives, nurses have standing offers in states like New York and Massachusetts, where hospitals are offering nurses more money to come work there. Is there a bidding war going on right now for these critical staff?
Well, yes and no. So if you are a nurse right now and you are willing to leave the state of Michigan, you can definitely make more money over the next few weeks working at a place like New York or Massachusetts, where they're offering nurses around $6,000, $5,000 per week. And that includes, you know, food and travel stipends. And I talked to one nurse who, you know, really loved her team here in Detroit, but she just ultimately felt like she was not being supported and went and took the opportunity in New York.
The money talks eventually. You know, when you're overworked and understaffed, you're going to go somewhere where they're going to probably be more appreciative of you. You know, I'm at a facility in New York right now where none of the problems that are going on at Grace are existent.
Which, and that really surprised me, April, right? Because we've heard all of these horror stories coming out of New York right now. And this may not be true of every hospital, but this nurse was saying that at least where she has more staff than she did at the Detroit area hospitals. They were actually less hard hit than some of these smaller places. I talked with another nurse who was weighing offers through six different staffing agencies. It's definitely an opportunity that some nurses are looking at more, but obviously not everybody can just leave their families and the state. And we should mention, you know, that these are temporary contracts. Those contracts will end when this pandemic ends, one assumes. And some nurses, you know, don't want to leave their more permanent jobs. But it's been interesting to see how those offers compare with the same contracts that are being offered right now at Michigan hospitals that also desperately need these workers and the convention centers that are being turned into field hospitals, like you mentioned up the top. You know, they are just not offering as much money as New York or Massachusetts or some other state.
It's just incredible. Will, Governor Whitmer made an announcement yesterday that Ascension Health will be collaborating with the state on a second field hospital in the Detroit suburbs. But we got to back up here a minute. What's going on with the first field hospital, the one that's taking shape at the TCF Center in Detroit? Is that one fully staffed?
So it might be, but we're not getting totally clear answers on that question from MDHHS, even though the TCF Center Field Hospital, it's supposed to open this week. What we do know is where, in general, the staff will be coming from, and there will be staff coming from both the state and federal levels. So For the state, about 10 days ago, Governor Whitmer put out a call for volunteers. And so far, we're hearing that 14,000 people have responded. So that's 5,000 medical workers, it's 5,000 public health professionals, and about 4,000 community service volunteers, so people who could do stuff like deliver groceries, collect PPE donations, that sort of thing. But we want to keep in mind that these volunteers can be committing anywhere between, you know, 4 and 12 hours a day. We don't know where they are in the state of Michigan. We're just not getting that information from MDHHS yet. But what we do know is that those volunteers are not enough to staff the field hospital.
Is there a federal agency that might be in an obvious position to help out with this?
The state of Michigan has requested support from FEMA on this. So they've told FEMA that, look, our local resources are insufficient. So what we need is for you to go out and assess our options at the federal level. So FEMA is reportedly doing that right now. So again, we don't know exactly where this staffing support is going to come from, but a few likely options are the Department of Defense, which we've seen the DOD deploy, you know, medical units in both New York and Washington State. You know, I'm hearing that there's a chance that some Army medical teams will be working in the TCF Center. Another federal agency that could provide support is the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So one office that falls under USHHS is called the USPHS Commissioned Corps. And this is a team that has a bunch of, you know, specialized medical units that can be deployed on fairly short notice. They've also been deployed in Washington State. But again, we don't have confirmation which federal agencies are going to be sending the backup. All we know is that FEMA is working on it at the moment. So Kate was talking about these private staffing agencies a bit earlier. And so we also know that the state is working with private staffing agencies in order to find nurses and doctors who can fill these roles at the TCF Center. But we also know that hospitals themselves are working with private staffing agencies. You know, we heard from DMC and Sparrow that they're working with agencies to make sure that they're filling their staffing needs right now. And then another problem they're facing is they need to retain their current employees, just as the case that Kate was talking about with out-of-state options being financially attractive to healthcare workers here in Michigan. You know, a job at the TCF Center is probably going to be a lot more lucrative than a job at the hospital you're working at right now, because they're able to pay crisis rates, which, you know, can range from, you know, $5 to $20 more per hour. So what this is doing, and it's creating a dynamic where these public field hospitals and private facilities are competing for workers. And then on top of that, of course, they're competing with the out-of-state options, which are making offers that they're not exactly able to match.
Well, Kate, in terms of how all these frontline nurses are doing, I don't think we have much to compare this to unless some of them had worked in New York City in September of 2001. The nurses you spoke with, what's your impression of how they're actually doing?
You know, the thing that I hear over and over from nurses is, and really all healthcare workers on these front lines right now, is they're of two minds. On one hand, this is what they do, and they want to be caring for people. They want to be helping. They are incredibly hardworking, and they are used to making do with not enough supplies or staff or whatever it is. They also feel a tremendous obligation to their coworkers and teams, which is why it's so hard as more and more staff are getting sick. And as we saw over the weekend and last week, even here in Michigan, you know, we're losing healthcare workers. These are people that they, you know, showed up to work with every single day. On the other hand, they're drowning. You know, you talk to these workers about just the emotional trauma of what they're seeing right now. They have bodies just in body bags that are being wheeled through the halls. I talked to one nurse who was caring for a guy who she just couldn't, he was critically ill, and she just had too many other critically ill patients to be able to give him the kind of time she wanted to give him. And she says that he just said, "Help me," over and over for 12 hours during her entire shift. I think we're really going to look back whenever this is over and see a tremendous need among these frontline workers for therapy, for PTSD support. You know, like you said, we've really never seen anything like this.
Kate Wells is a reporter for Michigan Radio. We also heard from the newsroom's Will Callen. Kate, Will, thank you so much for the work that you're doing right now and for taking the time to bring this one to us.
Thanks, April.
Thanks, April.